Morris Deegan blows the full-time whistle, and Dublin come from behind to take victory against Donegal. Donegal will be feeling hard done by, maybe by some officiating decisions here tonight in Croke Park, but they came oh so close to taking something back down the road here tonight, Martin McHugh, but it just didn't work out in the end, suffering defeat by a single point.
Yeah, it's lucky they put up a great performance, but sure, we're getting fed up with good performances, you know, not even getting a draw out of it. So disappointing. Then the last chance there, I knew Darragh Whale, I think, shouldn't have given the ball to Neil McGee. He should have had to work it in himself. Hold on now. Neil McGee did really well to get up the field after him, but look at, suffer from that point of view, that, and you'd be, you know, as they say, you know, disappointing that. They deserved something out of it, didn't get it. The goal, suppose, Sean Patton had a brilliant game. Kickouts were very good, ball, high balls, and that one mistake cost the goal. I mean, probably was the difference, but good performance again, but no points on the board, and that's fair. We had them three goal chances on top of the goal we got, and but I'd just be a wee bit disappointed in the referee, and I don't like to be given out about referees, but he's one of the referees I don't really like, because I think that, to me, it was definitely a black card before half-time. Why did he not make that call? I would like to know why he not make that call. Then, you know, there was a couple other black card incidents he didn't give. He made a decision. And then to make the cop out at the end, I thought Jamie Brennan, he had pointed for a free. And now we can say Donegal, but I don't think Dublin would have any complaints about the referee. And then at the end, John Small stops Michael Murphy in his tracks again, and the referee takes the handy way out, giving two yellow cards and the two players off. Disappointing that there. Look at Donegal will be happy with the performance, but the fact is you've got nothing out of it, and that's the disappointing thing. We haven't got a score, and depending on how the games go tomorrow, the morning game in Ballyshannon is going to be a colossal game now, rushing to try to keep us in the division.
Yeah, we've got three more games to come against Tyrone, Monaghan and Kerry. Ballyshannon tomorrow week is the next one, and that is a huge, huge game. It was a big game here tonight as well, and Donegal were flying for about three quarters of the match. At half time they were leading by 2 points, 16-7. The goal from Hugh McFadden was the big score off that half, and every time Dublin came at Donegal in the second half, Donegal always had a response. Michael Murphy once again heavily involved in those responses as well, but it was the period that Dublin started to find a bit of traction between the 55th minute and the 66th minute, because Brian Fenton had 2 points, Basquell got a score, and then that fortuitous goal, I think that's the best way to describe it, for Dublin, the high ball, and on the one and only occasion tonight is Sean Patton a difficulty in dealing with that high ball coming in. It bounced actually off the hand of Neil McGee. It was an own goal with Mannion close at hand. We thought it was Mannion, but it turned out then to be, came off the hand of Neil McGee. And really that goal was the score, which was the one which put Dublin on the path to victory here tonight. Donegal did dig deep in the closing stages. They actually scored 3 of the last 4 points, but they just couldn't find that score that would have tied up the game. Murphy, of course, was sent off. Good to see Patrick McBurtie back. It took him a wee while just to find a wee bit of form, but he did kick a good score. It's just a pity Donegal didn't have a couple more minutes there, Martin.
Yeah, just that last chance there. If Darragh Whale had panicked, he tried to give it into Skeid Orman, and fair play to Neil McGee. He ran the whole length of the field to get up from the full back line the whole way up the field to try to get on the end of it, and just unlucky. But to go to, as you said in the comedy, go to his chest. They deserved a draw out of it. A draw would at least been a fair result. Dublin will be happy they got a draw against Monaghan when they should have been beaten, and they probably have got a 1.1 here when they should have been beaten as well here in this game, Oisín. But in saying all that, it's a good performance, and suppose, you know, you're looking at it with players as missing everything else and players to come back, and having it great to see Paddy McBurtie back in the field tonight, Niels, but just that wee bit of quality turnovers. When we look back on it, a lot of stats been done now, but if you look at turnovers in that, Oisín, turnovers make a massive difference, and we give away a lot of stupid balls, silly ball, and we did give away a bad goal, and the end up the goal was a disappointing goal to give away, but there's a lot of pluses out of it. I thought Paddy Mogan tonight came of age, really. It's great to see doing it, and doing it in Croke Park. You said it's great to get Paddy McBurtie on the field as well. Michael Murphy, I thought, was really brilliant, led by example, you know, the whole way. And just look at things are coming on, and Owen McFadden Ferry's got another big game behind him, Owen Van Galler getting another game behind him, and I thought Sean Patton's kick outs were excellent, and you know, other than that goal, I thought he was brilliant. So things are not bad looking up and everything else. We have players to come back and everything else into it, but we don't want to go down. You want to stay in this division, where the big games are rushing, and we want to keep here. So the Monaghan game in Ballyshannon is going to be a colossal match, and a big 2 points that we need. I know we have a good record in Ballyshannon. Need to keep that up in Ballyshannon, because at the minute, it's rare to say, and look, analyse where we are, we're sitting on 3 points. and one of them is against Meath, who post most teams are going to beat. We should really have 8 points now. I've seen it. Seven at least, not eight at the minute. You say, have to say, with the performance, but that's it. Performance don't get you points. It's what ends up winning the game is what it's all about. And it's disappointing that we're just conceding particularly bad goals in games, and they're big scores. If you get away a point at that stage, you still could have won the match. Against Galway, a bad goal as well. Against Mayo, that last goal, bad goal as well. So need someone we need to work on, maybe, is just giving away them silly goals and end up. But good performance. You'd have to be proud of them, you know, everything else. And it's just disappointing, Oisín, that they didn't take anything out of it.
It's all over here in Dublin at Croke Park. Many thanks to Martin McHugh for his contribution tonight on CoCom from this game. But we've lost out by the narrowest of margins. Just one score in it. Dublin 1-15, Donegal 1-14. It is another defeat in the National Football League for Donegal. Back-to-back defeats. That's two out of the four games. Now, we remain on 3 points. Monaghan is next, and of course, that game will be live next Sunday on Sunday Sports.